Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chapter 9, The Deliverance of Gopinath Patanayaka. This is text 116. After Kasi Misra had spoken to Maharaj Prataparudra, he went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and informed him in detail of all the king's intentions. Upon hearing about Kasi Misra's tactics with the king, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Kasi Misra, what have you done? You have made me indirectly take help from the king." Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. When the king heard the details of Gopinath Patanayaka's unfortunate condemnation, he was induced to excuse his debt, in particular because he felt that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very sorry about this incident. The Lord did not like the idea that the money forfeited to Gopinath Patanayaka was indirectly a contribution to him. Therefore, he immediately protested. Continuing, Kasi Misra said, "My dear Lord, the king has done this without reservation. Kindly hear his statements." The king said, "Speak to the Lord in such a way that he will not think, 'For my sake, the king has forfeited 200,000 kanas of cowdies.'" Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. The cowdy is like an American cent or Japanese yen. In the old medium of exchange, the first unit of currency was a small conch shell called a cowdy. 4 cowdies made 1 ganda, 20 gandas made 1 panna, and 16 pannas made 1 kahana. Gopinath Patanayaka owed the government 200,000 kahanas. The king absolved him of this debt and reappointed him to his post and doubled his salary. Continuing, "Inform Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that all the sons of Bhavananda Rai are especially dear to me. I consider them like members of my family. Therefore, I have appointed them collectors in various places. And although they spend the government's money, they eat, they drink, they plunder and distribute, they do these things as they like. I do not take them very seriously. I made Ramananda Roy and the governor of Rajamundri. There is practically no account of whatever money he took and distributed in that position. Having been appointed collector, Gopinath, in the same way, also generally spends 200,000 to 400,000 kanas as he likes. Gopinath Patanayaka would collect some and pay some, spending it at will, but I would not consider this very seriously. This time, however, he was put into trouble because of a misunderstanding with the prince. The prince created this situation without my knowledge, but actually, I consider all the sons of Bhavananda Roy to be like my relatives. Because of my intimate relationship with them, I have absolved Gopinath Patanayaka of all his debts. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does not know this fact. Whatever I have done is because of my intimate relationship with the family of Bhavananda Roy." Having heard from Kasi Misra all these statements concerning the king's mentality, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy. At that time, Bhavananda Roy arrived there. Bhavananda Roy, along with his 5 sons, fell at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who lifted him up and embraced him. Thus, Ramananda Roy, all his brothers, and their father met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Bhavananda Roy began speaking. "All these members of my family," he said, "are your eternal servants. That you have saved us from this great danger. Therefore, you have purchased us for a proper price. You have now demonstrated your love for your devotees, just as when you previously saved the 5 Pandavas from great danger." Gopinath Patanayaka, his head covered with a silken wrapper, fell at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and described in detail the king's mercy toward him. "The king has excused me for the balance due," he said. He has reappointed me to my post by honoring me with the silken cloth and has doubled my salary. I was lifted upon the Tsunga to be killed, but instead I was honored with this silk cloth. This is all your mercy. On the Tsunga, I began meditating upon your lotus feet, and the power of that remembrance has yielded all these results. Struck with wonder by my affairs, the populace is glorifying the greatness of your mercy. However, my lord, these are not the principal results of meditating upon your lotus feet. Material opulence is very flickering. Therefore, it is simply a glimpse of the result of your mercy. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport to this verse. One can achieve the highest perfection of life simply by meditating upon the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Generally, people are concerned with the four religious principles, namely religion, material opulence, sense gratification, and liberation. However, as indicated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Dharma Projita Kaitavatra, success in these four kinds of material and spiritual gains are not the true result of devotional service. The true result of devotional service is the actual development of one's dormant love for Krishna in every circumstance. By the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gopinath Patanayaka could understand that the material benedictions he had achieved were not the ultimate result of meditating upon his lotus feet. The true result comes when one is detached from material opulence. Therefore, Gopinath Patanayaka prayed to the Lord for such detachment. Gopinath Patanayaka continued to speak. Your real mercy has been granted, he's saying, not to me, but to Ramananda Roy and Vaninath Roy, for you have detached them from all material opulence. I think that I have not been favored by such mercy. Kindly bestow upon me your pure mercy so that I may also become renounced. I am no longer interested in material enjoyment. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, if you all adopt the renounced order and lose interest in dealing with pounds, shilling, and pence, who will take care of maintaining your large family? Whether you are renounced in material activities or become completely, where you are involved in material activities or become completely renounced, you five brothers are all my eternal servants, birth after birth. Here is Prabhupada's purport. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur comments that one should always remember that he is an eternal servant of Krishna. Whether one is engaged in material activity involving pounds, shilling, and pence, or is in the renounced order, he should always think that he is an eternal servant of God, for that is the real position of the living being. Both taking sannyas and dealing in pounds, shilling, and pence are external affairs. In any condition, one should always consider how to please and satisfy Krishna. Thus, even if one is involved in great material affairs, he will not become attached. As soon as one forgets that he is an eternal servant of Krishna, he becomes involved in material attachments. However, if one is always conscious that Krishna is the Supreme Master and that he is an eternal servant of Krishna, he is a liberated person in any condition. Entangling material activities will not affect him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued. However, he's speaking to Gopinath Patanayaka, just obey one order from me. Do not spend any of the king's revenue. First, you should pay the revenue due to the king, and then you may spend the balance for religious and fruitive activities. Don't spend a farthing for sinful activities, for which you will be the loser both in this life and the next. After saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bade them farewell. Okay, we shall continue now. Thus the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was spoken of in the family of Bhavananda Roy. That mercy was clearly demonstrated, although it appeared to be something different. Purport. The result of advancement in spiritual life is not material improvement, but Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised Gopinath Patanayaka how to use material opulence without incurring reactions to sinful life. From this advice, it appears that the Lord encouraged Gopinath Patanayaka to enhance his material condition. Actually, however, he did not. In fact, this was but a manifestation of his great affection for his devotee. Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, continuing here, embraced all of them and bade them farewell. Then all the devotees got up and left, loudly chanting the holy name of Hari. Seeing the extraordinary mercy the Lord granted to the family of Bhavananda Roy, everyone was struck with wonder. They could not understand the behavior of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Indeed, when all the devotees had requested the Lord to bestow his mercy upon Gopinath Patanayaka, the Lord replied that he could do nothing. Here's Prabhupada's purport. When a person is sinful, he loses both the chance for spiritual advancement and the chance for material opulence. If one enjoys the material world for sense gratification, he is certainly doomed. Advancement and material opulence is not the direct mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nevertheless, it indicates the indirect mercy of the Lord. For even a person too attached to material prosperity can gradually be detached and raised to the spiritual platform. Then he can offer causeless purified service to the Lord. When Sri Chaitanya said, Ama hoite kichu nahi, it is not my business to do anything, he set the ideal example for a person in the renounced order. If a sannyasi takes the side of a visayi, a person engaged in material activities, his character will be criticized. A person in the renounced order should not take interest in material activities, but if he does so out of affection for a particular person, that should be considered his special mercy. Sri Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami continues till the end of this chapter. I've simply described the chastisement of Gopinath Patanayaka and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's indifference. But the deep meaning of this behavior is very difficult to understand. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave so much to Gopinath Patanayaka without directly making request of either Kashi Misra or the king. The intentions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are so deep that one can understand them only if he has complete faith in service to the lotus feet of the Lord. Whether or not one understands it, if one hears of this incident concerning the activities of Gopinath Patanayaka and Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's causeless mercy upon him, certainly he will be promoted to the platform of ecstatic love for the Lord. And for him, all dangers will be nullified. Sri Rupa Raghunatha Pade Yara Asha Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahi Krishna Das. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishnadas, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. Hare Krishna. We shall end here and continue soon reading Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Hare Krishna. Krishna willing.